Welcome, everyone. Today, we are going to listen to a story that will inspire you and help you improve your English. It is the story of Lionel Messi, one of the greatest football players in the world. As you listen, pay attention to the words and sentences. This will help you practice your English listening skills while learning about Messi's incredible journey. So, sit back, relax, and let's begin. Some stories are about talent, some are about hard work, but the best stories are about overcoming struggles. Lionel Messi's life is one of those stories, a journey from a small boy in Argentina to the greatest football player the world has ever seen. But his journey was not easy. Let me tell you about the boy who turned his struggles into success and became an inspiration for millions around the world. Lionel Messi was born on June 24, 1987, in a small city called Rosario in Argentina. His full name is Lionel Andrés Messi Cucitini. His father, Jorge Messi, worked in a factory, and his mother, Celia Cucitini, cleaned houses. Messi's family was not rich, but they were full of love and dreams. Messi was the third child in the family. He had two older brothers, Rodrigo and Matias, and a younger sister, Maria Sol. They were a happy family who always supported each other, but life was not always easy for them. From a very young age, Messi loved football. His grandmother, Celia, was the first person to see his talent. She believed in him and always told him, "You are special. One day you will make the world proud." Celia took him to football games and encouraged him to follow his dreams. Messi loved her so much that even today when he scores a goal, he looks up to the sky to thank her. When Messi was 11 years old, something terrible happened. The doctors told his family that Messi had a condition called growth hormone deficiency, GHD. This meant that his body couldn't grow properly. He was very small and thin compared to other boys his age. The doctors said that if Messi didn't get treatment, he would never grow taller, and his dreams of playing football professionally would be over. The treatment was very expensive. Messi needed injections every day, and it cost about $900 a month. His father, Jorge, worked very hard, but it was impossible to pay for the treatment. The family was heartbroken. They knew Messi was talented, but they didn't know how to save his dream. Even though Messi was small, he was brilliant at football. He could dribble, pass, and score like no one else. But many people didn't believe in him because of his height. Coaches said, "He is too small to play football." Other kids made fun of him and called him names. One day, during a football match, someone locked Messi in the bathroom as a cruel joke. They thought it would stop him from playing, but Messi didn't give up. When he was finally let out, he went straight to the field and played better than anyone else. This moment showed how strong Messi was, even at a young age. When Messi was 13 years old, something amazing happened. A football scout from FC Barcelona, one of the biggest football clubs in the world, saw Messi play. He was so impressed that he told Messi's family, "Bring Lionel to Spain and we will take care of his treatment." This was a difficult decision for the family. Moving to Spain meant leaving their home, friends, and relatives in Argentina. But they believed in Messi's dreams. So, in 2000, Messi and his father, Jorge, traveled to Barcelona, Spain. Life in Spain was not easy. Messi was just a small boy in a big new country. He missed his mother, brothers, and sister who stayed back in Argentina. He felt lonely and scared. He couldn't speak Spanish well, and everything felt different. But Messi never stopped playing football. He joined the youth academy at FC Barcelona, called La Masia, where he trained with other young players. Even though he was the smallest on the field, Messi's talent was impossible to ignore. He practiced every day and worked harder than anyone else. When Lionel Messi started playing at La Masia, FC Barcelona's youth academy, he was just 13 years old. He was the smallest and quietest boy on the team. Many of the other kids were taller, stronger, and more confident. Some of them teased Messi, saying, "You're too tiny to play football." But Messi didn't argue or fight back. Instead, he let his football do the talking. When Messi had the ball, it was like magic. He could dribble past five or six players as if they weren't even there. The coaches at La Masia noticed this right away. They said, "This boy is special. He has something no one else has." Life in Spain was still very hard for Messi. He missed his family back in Argentina. His mother and siblings were thousands of miles away. Messi cried many nights, feeling lonely and homesick. His father, Jorge, stayed with him, but Messi wanted his whole family to be together. He also struggled with the language. Everyone around him spoke Spanish, but Messi couldn't understand much. He often stayed quiet because he was too shy to speak. This made it even harder to make friends. And then there was the pressure of playing for FC Barcelona. Everyone expected Messi to perform perfectly, but he was still just a boy. Sometimes Messi felt like giving up, but then he remembered his grandmother's words. "You are special, Lionel. Never stop believing in yourself." At the age of 16, Messi got his first chance to play with FC Barcelona's senior team. This was a huge opportunity, but also very scary. He was playing against older, stronger, and more experienced players. But Messi didn't let fear stop him. During the match, Messi got the ball, ran past three defenders, and scored a beautiful goal. The crowd went wild. Even the senior players were shocked by his talent. One of them said, "This kid is going to change football." From that moment, Messi's life began to change. People started talking about him as a future star. But Messi didn't let the attention distract him. He kept working hard, training every day, and focusing on improving his skills. Even as Messi's career began to grow, not everyone supported him. Some people said, "He's good, but he'll never be the best because he's too small." Others doubted his loyalty to Argentina because he was playing for a European team. Things got even worse when Messi received a terrifying death threat. Someone called his family, warning them to stop Messi from playing football. The family was scared, but Messi refused to quit. He told his father, "Football is my life. I won't stop, no matter what happens." By the time Messi was 20 years old, he was already one of the best players in the world. In 2009, at just 22 years old, Messi won his first Ballon d'Or, an award given to the best football player in the world. He went on to win this award 7 times, a record that no one else has ever achieved. Messi's style of play was different from everyone else. He wasn't just about scoring goals, he created chances for his teammates, worked hard in every match, and played with heart. Coaches and fans often said, "Messi doesn't just play football, he lives it." While Messi was breaking records on the field, he was also building a beautiful life off the field. Messi fell in love with Antonella Roccuzzo, a girl from his hometown, Rosario. They had known each other since childhood. Messi and Antonella got married in 2017 and now have 3 sons, Thiago, Mateo, and Ciro. Messi is known for being a loving husband and father. Despite his fame, he remains humble and focused on his family. He often says, "My greatest achievements are not my trophies, but my family." Even though Messi was a superstar at FC Barcelona, his journey with the Argentine national team was full of struggles. Argentina lost several important finals, including the 2014 FIFA World Cup final and the Copa America finals in 2015 and 2016. Each time they lost, Messi was heartbroken. He cried openly, feeling like he had let his country down. Some people in Argentina even criticized him, saying, "Messi doesn't care about his country." This hurt Messi deeply. At one point, he even decided to retire from international football. But after a few months, Messi realized that he couldn't give up. He returned to the national team, saying, "I want to win for my country. I want to make my people proud." In 2021, Messi finally won his first major international trophy with Argentina, the Copa America. This victory was incredibly emotional for Messi and the entire country. People said, "This is not just Messi's win, this is Argentina's win." Lionel Messi, now one of the greatest players in football history, had achieved so much. But life was not always smooth, even after his incredible success. Each new chapter brought challenges, changes, and more lessons. For over 20 years, FC Barcelona was Messi's home. He grew up there, played with his heart for the club, and became their all-time leading scorer. But in 2021, something shocking happened. Barcelona announced that they could no longer afford Messi due to financial problems. Messi was heartbroken. He never wanted to leave. He cried during his farewell speech, saying, "I thought I'd retire here, but life had other plans." Fans across the world were devastated. For Messi, it felt like losing a family. Still, he had to move forward. Messi joined Paris Saint-Germain, PSG, a top club in France. It was a new country, a new team, and a new challenge. But starting fresh wasn't easy. In his first season at PSG, Messi faced unexpected difficulties. People had huge expectations from him, but things didn't go perfectly. He struggled to adjust to a new playing style and city life. Critics said, "Maybe Messi's time is over. He's not the same player anymore." For the first time in years, Messi felt like the world was doubting him again. It reminded him of his younger days when people said he was too small to succeed. But Messi didn't give up. He worked harder than ever, determined to prove himself again. During this tough time, Messi remembered something his father had once told him. "Life will test you, Lionel, but every test makes you stronger. Use it as fuel to grow." Messi decided to stay positive. He improved his fitness, learned from his mistakes, and slowly started performing better. By his second season at PSG, he was back to his best form, scoring goals, creating chances, and silencing his critics. Even though things weren't always easy, Messi showed his magic in France. Fans in Paris started chanting his name, and children around the world continued to look up to him. They loved how Messi always remained humble, no matter how successful he became. One young fan once said, "Messi isn't just a footballer, he's an inspiration. He shows us that dreams can come true if you work hard." After his time in Europe, Messi surprised everyone again by making another big move. In 2023, he joined Inter Miami, a club in the United States. Some people questioned his decision, saying, "Why is Messi going to a smaller league?" But Messi had a vision. He wanted to grow football in America and inspire a new generation of players, and he succeeded. Fans in the U.S. filled stadiums just to watch him play. His arrival changed the sport in the country forever. One of Messi's greatest qualities is his leadership. Unlike others who shout or demand, Messi leads through action. On the pitch, he gives his best in every match. Off the pitch, he supports his teammates like a big brother. Even when Argentina lost important finals in the past, Messi never blamed anyone. He always said, "We win together and we lose together." His humility earned him the respect of players around the world. Messi's legacy beyond football. Messi's influence isn't just limited to football. He has inspired millions to chase their dreams. His story teaches us that, 1, it's okay to start small. 2, challenges will come, but you can overcome them. 3, stay humble, no matter how big you become. Messi also gives back to society. He has donated millions to hospitals, schools, and charities. His foundation helps children from poor families get better education and health care. Outside football, Messi is just a simple man. He loves spending time with his wife, Antonella, and their 3 kids. He enjoys playing with his sons, watching cartoons, and even cooking for his family. One time, a journalist asked Messi, "What's your favorite moment in life?" Messi smiled and said, "Scoring goals is great, but my happiest moments are with my family." Messi's incredible story has been captured in books, documentaries, and interviews. One of the most famous books about him is titled Messi, The Inside Story of the Boy Who Became a Legend. It talks about his struggles, triumphs, and the lessons he learned along the way. By now, Messi has broken almost every record in football. He has won over 40 major trophies, including 7 Ballon d'Or awards, 4 Champions League titles, 1 Copa America, 1 FIFA World Cup. These numbers prove his greatness. But what makes Messi truly special is his love for the game. He once said, "I don't play for awards. I play because I love football." The World Cup victory. The ultimate dream. For years, Lionel Messi dreamed of winning the World Cup for his country, Argentina. It was the one trophy missing from his collection. He had come close in 2014, but lost in the final. Many people said, "Messi will never win the World Cup. He doesn't have what it takes." But Messi never gave up. He worked harder, believed in himself, and stayed focused. Then, in 2022, during the World Cup in Qatar, everything changed. Messi led Argentina to victory, scoring important goals in every match. The final was unforgettable. Argentina played against France in one of the greatest matches in football history. Messi scored, assisted, and inspired his teammates. After 120 minutes and a penalty shootout, Argentina became the champions. When Messi lifted the World Cup trophy, tears ran down his face. The world watched as he kissed the golden trophy. For Argentina, it wasn't just a football win. It was an emotional moment that united the entire nation. Fans chanted, "Messi, Messi, Messi," in the streets. This victory proved one thing. Dreams come true if you never give up. Even after achieving everything, Messi remains humble. He doesn't brag about his awards or fame. Instead, he always credits his team, family, and coaches. One reporter asked him, "What does success mean to you?" Messi replied, "Success is not just about trophies. It's about being a good person and helping others." Messi is more than a footballer. He is a role model. Young players around the world watch him and think, "If Messi can do it, I can too." Even his rivals admire him. Cristiano Ronaldo, often called Messi's greatest competitor, once said, "Messi inspires me to be better. He is one of the greatest players ever." Messi spends time mentoring young players, sharing his wisdom and teaching them the importance of hard work. He often says, "Talent is not enough. You must love what you do and work for it every day." Messi believes in simple things. He says, 1. Enjoy what you do. Whether you're playing football or doing anything else, passion is key. 2. Never compare yourself to others. Messi teaches us to focus on our own journey, not on what others are doing. 3. Family is everything. Despite his busy schedule, Messi always makes time for his wife, Antonella, and their 3 children. He says, "My family gives me strength to keep going." Messi has said, "I want to be remembered as someone who gave everything to the game and inspired people to believe in themselves." Messi also says, "I started as a small boy with big dreams. I faced challenges, but I kept going. You can do the same. Believe in yourself, work hard, and never give up. The world is waiting for your greatness." Lionel Messi's life teaches us that no dream is too big. From a small boy in Rosario to a global icon, Messi has shown us the true meaning of determination and humility. His journey is proof that even when the world doubts you, you can rise and achieve the impossible. Messi's story will live forever, inspiring millions to chase their dreams and create their own legacy. As we come to the end of Lionel Messi's incredible journey, let's pause and reflect on the most important lesson his story teaches us. Never give up, no matter how hard life gets. Messi's life wasn't easy. He faced struggles, doubts, and obstacles every step of the way. He was told he was too small, too weak, and would never make it as a professional football player. But instead of listening to those voices, he believed in himself and worked harder than anyone else. Messi's journey shows us that your past does not define your future. It doesn't matter where you start. What matters is your determination, your heart, and your willingness to keep going no matter what. Messi didn't give up when others doubted him, and that's why he achieved what seemed impossible. We can all learn from Messi's humility. Despite becoming one of the greatest athletes in the world, he never let fame change him. He stayed grounded and focused on what truly matters: his family, his passion for football, and helping others. Messi didn't chase trophies for the fame. They were just a result of his hard work and love for the game. He inspired millions with his actions, not just his talent. So, the next time you face a challenge, remember Messi. When you feel weak or discouraged, remember that the greatest successes come from the hardest struggles. Keep moving forward, stay humble, and never stop believing in yourself. Messi's story isn't just about football. It's about life. It's about overcoming challenges, staying focused, and making your dreams come true, no matter how impossible they seem. The world needs more people like Messi. People who inspire others through their actions, people who lift others up, and people who show that anything is possible if you never give up. Now, it's your turn. What are your dreams? What challenges are you facing? Take Messi's story with you, and remember, you have the strength to overcome anything. Keep fighting, keep believing, and one day, you'll achieve your own greatness. This is not the end of Messi's story. It's the beginning of your own. You are capable of more than you think, and just like Messi, you can create a legacy that will inspire others for generations to come.